All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, welcome back. How about this? This is coincidental. Hot Legs, Rod Stewart. Music goes out to Chris Davis, and that just happens to be Dale Faber's favorite song. Coach Faber, how are you today?
I shaved my legs for this.
That's what I did. We appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
Hey, this has been. Now listen, I've seen one game, so I'm not going to try to act like I'm the expert on the KCAC, but I did see your game at Friends against Southwestern earlier in the month, and I thought that's the best college basketball game I've seen all year.
Well, appreciate that, and Southwestern appreciates it more, so they beat us in overtime, so it was a wild one, and it was fun, and both teams played really, really hard that night.
Now you've got them Saturday in the semifinals of the the KCAC tournament. And how do you go about that game? I imagine that's got to be a very difficult place to play them.
Well, it's interesting. They got us at our place in the first round. We nipped them at their place. So I think at least we're going in with a level of confidence that we know we can win there. It's quite difficult to do, but the big thing is you got to get down and guard, and you got to hit shots when you're there because they're going to hit them.
What do you feel about your team kind of going into this tournament? You've won your last couple in a row, but you've lost a couple a couple overtime games even in the last month or so. So are you pretty happy with what you got going into this tournament or going into this game on Saturday?
You know, I thought we had lost our edge a little bit, really last 3 weeks. You know, we got backed up with three games in a week, and too many guys playing too many minutes, and we had a few excuses that we let creep in there. But I tell you what, going into last night's game, I really felt we were a different squad in practice. We brought more energy that it showed in the game last night. So hopefully it'll carry over to the semifinals at Southwestern on Saturday.
We're talking with Dale Faber, the men's basketball coach at Friends University. They have a big game Saturday. It's Saturday afternoon, isn't it, Coach, at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 2 p.m.
Down in Winfield playing Southwestern. They played two really excellent games this year. And you both have your one star player. You have Jordan Murdoch, who's just had a fabulous year. They have Cam Clark, who is just a phenomenal talent. You've been around this conference a while. Have there been two players this good in this conference that you can recall?
Well, Southwestern, who's there now is Cameron Hunt.
Right.
And they have,
I said Clark.
Cam
Hunt.
Yeah, and Cameron Clark was there before Cameron Hunt, and they played together 1 year, I believe, and he was an NAIA All-American. So I've had enough of the Camerons there. So Cam Hunt is—he's just a tough guard. Golly, he shoots a three and gets to the hole. And he's an excellent passer. He's a tough guard, but we go into it, we just try to make him work for everything he's going to get, see if we can get things going that way. But and of course, Jordan Murdoch for us, he's another first-team All-American. I think, I'm just going to guess, it's the surrounding players. I mean, I think each of them are going to do their deal. I don't think either team wants a star player to go off for 40 or whatever it may be, and we got to try to make sure everybody's working for theirs. But Cameron Hunt, if I had any answers for him, I'd probably be, I'd be working for Golden State or something. He's pretty good.
So, Coach, most of the star players you've had over the years at Friends have been Wichitans. The stars you have, most of your roster, in fact, are Wichitans this year. So, I don't know, it's probably an obvious answer, but why has recruiting Wichita been so successful for you?
Well, I think, there is a allure of guys going bouncing to a junior college and then wanting to come back home. That helps us. And, I think I am, I'm willing to take some chances with some Wichita kids that I probably wouldn't take with everybody else. And when these guys go to work, they're usually the best basketballs in front of them when I get them. Because, they haven't played a lot of minutes somewhere else or whatever the situation is. And we try to work hard on the Wichita kids and not necessarily always grabbing them right out of high school, but we may get them on the bounce back. And we've had great four-year players out of Wichita. Toby Baxter came out of Capen, really unheralded, and ended up breaking our school scoring record that was set for over 30 years with Dennis Schumacher from Wichita East back in the day. So, and then Jordan Murdoch broke his record. So, and everybody knows what Joe Mitchell did for us in a year and a half. So we do try to concentrate on those because I think nationally the Kansas kids can get overlooked pretty easily.
We're talking with Dale Faber, the basketball coach at Friends. On the other side of the bracket, you've got Ottawa playing at Oklahoma Wesleyan on Saturday. Oklahoma Wesleyan now 29-2. They do it in a completely different way than you guys or Southwestern. They have a bunch of guys who play quite a few minutes, lots of depth, lots of guys who can score and rebound. So that's a little bit different look, isn't it?
They are, they can go 10 or 12 deep. They got, they got a crew where it's just matchup problems no matter where you look. They're so long. They got a rim protector. They got shooters. They're number one in the country. We fought them hard for two games, and they got away from us, in the last minute of play in both of those. So, I'm glad I don't have to worry about them for 2 days, if that's going to be the case, because they are really, really good. And it's a matchup nightmare with how many people he can play.
It's remarkable just to look at their numbers. They outscore teams. They average almost 90 points per game, outscore teams by almost 20. But the really remarkable number is that they out-rebound teams by 15 per game. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. So they must be they must have size and a lot of athleticism.
They are long and athletic, and no matter who he puts on the floor, he has that same strength. Now, a couple of them are a little bit longer than the others, but it is definitely a next man up situation for them, and sometimes next five up, because he'll just sling them around. But and they're able to play a lot freer on the offensive end because they can shoot up basketballs and they know somebody's going to go get them if they have to miss. And allows those shooters that hang around on the perimeter to play a little freer. So they're pretty tough, number one in the country for a reason.
Well, good luck on Saturday. That's going to be a really good game. I would imagine I haven't been to a game at Southwestern in a long time, and you had a great atmosphere for your game against them that I was at. I would imagine they have a tremendous atmosphere down there.
It is, it's different because it's definitely the tradition, and Stewart Fieldhouse is amazing, and it's concrete and it gets loud, and where. Wherever we go, we we bring out the worst in people, so it should be fun.
But you're such a likable guy, Dale.
Yeah, I know, but you know, many of my opponents and their fans haven't taken a moment just to get to know me. I think that's what it is.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck on Saturday. We're pulling for you.
Well, I appreciate you thinking of us.
All right.
Have a good one.
Dale Faber, the men's basketball coach at Friends University. Again, KCAC semifinals Saturday down in Winfield against Southwestern. And then the championship game Monday night at Hartman Arena. And I would suggest that whomever is in that game, that would be a fun game to go to.
I always liked covering
those games. I'm suddenly the KCAC guy.
Yeah, I used to cover those championship games at Hartman Arena. Several years I did that. Always enjoyed it.
And what this show attempts to do is to fill in some of the blanks in coverage that we no longer get. So that's why I've kind of taken a liking to Friends. I'm a little more interested than I try to follow the Jayhawk Junior College situation a little bit. May go over to Hutch this year and watch some of that. You in?
Maybe. Potentially, yeah. It's during
really?
A spring break usually.
Can we just drive over there without talking about NCAA and payment to
players?
We don't
have to talk about it, that stuff.
It's probably my least favorite topic.
But just understand that when people suggest something, it's not like they have a written contract out there. They understand that there are people.
If we continue to pick away at this, maybe someone will find a solution that will work for everyone. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying in 40 years I haven't heard it.
Well, everything when it starts is not workable or unable to be improved. So just give it a shot, see how it looks to begin with, and then make improvements from there.
The biggest issue I see is that it's a rabbit hole when you start paying athletes.
Could be.
And I don't know of any way. I can't make it work in my meager brain. To see how it could even
but there
ever
are people
work.
Out there who are wickedly smart and could figure
but they
this
haven't
out.
Figured it out.
But they could, is what I'm saying.
Why aren't they?
Because they're no one said that. Hey, we're going to start paying players, and you're hired to figure out a blueprint for that. No one said that.
So in your world, that's how that works. Okay, Jim.
Kind of.
You're on the show.
Yeah, I like Dale Faber's rim protector for Ottawa. The finest rim protectors I ever seen was at a Carroll game in Southeast, where Roald Elder was a senior and Blake Bell was a junior. And the good coach at Southeast was still there, and he held his star player out until the fourth quarter. And he had two rim protectors, and Carroll had two rim protectors. That was a rim protector night all game.
Well, there's nothing better than a good rim protector, Jim, and I appreciate you recalling some of that rim protection for us.
No, the Southeast coach, that guy must have been 6'9", and I don't know why he kept him out. He had some kind of an excuse, but boy, I'm going to tell you, the fourth quarter, he went like a lot.
Well, tremendous rim protection. Thanks, Jim.
Well, there's Jim to bring some levity. You happy?
I enjoy Jim. My wife absolutely loves Jim to call the show, and he's been a valued caller to us for a long time.
Jim has been loyal, I guess.
What do
I don't
mean
know if he
guess?
Likes either of us, but he certainly listens to
there
us.
There is no question that Jim likes me.
Isn't there?
No, sir. I mean, what?
How do you figure?
Because he calls the show.
That doesn't mean he likes us.
Why do you worry about who likes
I'm
us
I'm not
or
worried.
Not?
I'm just...
I couldn't care less who likes us.
Okay.
Whatever they like, they like. It's like paying players. I can't control that. I just come here every day and try to do my best.
That's what we do.
Whether they like us or not.
Sure. I'm not.
We're still on.
By the grace of God, we certainly are.
We'll wrap it up. Jeff's going to wrap it up tonight. I'm tired. Back in a minute.